3 days I'm not getting the hand off this microphone. So okay. Thank you very much for inviting me. Thanks for the question. Just to put like the story, my story in small words, I was a refugee in Lebanon and I received a scholarship from DAAD, German Exchange Academic Exchange Service, and I was relocated from Lebanon to Germany, where I did my master's. I finished my master's and I'm now employed in a research facility doing my PhD. I can say, of course, there's the financial component. That's very important because that is where this all the focus then can go on studying and learning and no outside stressors in this case. That gave me also a stable learning environment where I was very much able to put all my efforts on my learning and smoothly finish my degree. Also, that gave me the opportunity to study in institutions with very good infrastructures and very good also academic staff to interact with. And if I may also quote here Mr. Khan, what he said eloquently is, after that is being the master of my own fate, independence, confidence, and like having perspectives in the post-learning phase. I want to highlight here a little bit on that living in an asylum country imposes some obstacles when it comes to administration, reaching resources, and overall focusing and learning. And this is all solved when we talk about moving into a more stable environment for learning. I don't know if I'm being self-critical, so it's not easy to say that, but I hope that is there's a small rule of contribution, that's when we talk about the long-term benefits. A small return that these scholars can give back. If I can talk about my case, I work on climate change research and adaptations in water sectors and the effects of climate change on water bodies. And I know of many cases of my colleagues who received scholarships, who, for example, designed other scholarship programs and they contributed to bring back other students, or they enrolled refugee students in universities. Maybe they can work as a bridge between the third country and the first receiving countries. I can only say that the scholarship I received was my activation card from being a passive refugee in the first country into hopefully being an active member of the society and giving back.